from Vermont Public Radio. This is The Frequency. I'm Henry Ebb.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Thursday, April 9th. Today on the podcast, we'll hear how our neighbors just north of the border are faring as COVID-19 spreads in Canada.
They are expecting that the outbreak here in Quebec will peak around April 18th, so about 10 days from now.
But before we get to that, here are today's headlines.
The number of positive cases of COVID-19 in Vermont is now over 600. 120 of those are associated with outbreaks at two Burlington nursing homes. The number of deaths remains at 23. And Governor Phil Scott says he plans to extend the stay-at-home order. VPR will have more coverage on that tomorrow.
After dropping out of the presidential race yesterday, Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll now turn his attention to representing Vermont and helping working Americans who are affected by the COVID-19 crisis. The Vermont senator has missed more than 60% of votes in the current Congress, according to ProPublica. That's more than any other member of the Senate.
The first Vermont inmate has tested positive for COVID-19. The man is incarcerated in Swanton at the Northwest State Correctional Facility. Three staff members there have also tested positive, and the facility remains on lockdown. Meanwhile, Vermont also houses roughly 250 inmates at a private prison in Mississippi. At least three staff members at that facility have now tested positive for the disease.
Burton Snowboards is donating a 500,000 respirator masks to healthcare workers around the Northeast. Half of those masks are going to Boston and New York City because of the high need there. The rest are going to hospitals that serve Vermont. Burton has already sent 48,000 masks to those hospitals, including Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. Burton bought the masks in China through one of its manufacturing partners. The company is also making medical face shields at its prototype facility, which is in Burlington, and it's donating snow goggles to healthcare workers.
And now a look at the eye on the sky forecast for today. It's going to be mostly cloudy and rainy, and that rain could change to snow in the mountains and hills, dropping about 1 to 2 inches. Highs in the mid-40s to around 50.
And so, Anna, like we've been hearing, in Vermont, the numbers of COVID-19 cases are in the hundreds. But if you go north of the border to Quebec, cases there have now topped 10,000, and 175 people in the province have died. Quebec has had social distancing measures in place since March 12th, and like other places around the globe, it's really looking like the pandemic will have a big impact on life there for months to come. I recently spoke with CBC Montreal reporter Kate McKenna, and I asked her about projections that were put out this week by the Quebec government, which predicted how bad the pandemic could get and when the disease might peak. Here's our conversation.
They put out two kind of scenarios that they have in mind that are modeled off of Germany and Italy. So one of them, they're calling it the pessimistic scenario, and that is that, you know, up to 9,000 people could die of COVID-19 by the end of the month. But the more optimistic scenario, and frankly the one that we have been closer to so far, if you follow the graph, is that about 1,200 people could die of COVID-19 by the end of the month. Obviously, that's still a lot of people. They are expecting that the outbreak here in Quebec will peak around April 18th, so about 10 days from now. We've been practicing these social distancing measures for a few weeks now, and so far, our systems here, our healthcare systems, haven't been incredibly overwhelmed. So for that peak to come soon would be good news.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the social distancing measures, which were put in place in March. Have people generally accepted those measures around Quebec and adapted to them?
I think because of the sheer number, the sheer volume of cases that we have here in Quebec, we've pretty consistently had about half the cases in Canada. There was a great wave of solidarity among people in Montreal and other parts of Quebec in terms of respecting the social distancing. Like, most people are staying inside unless they're essential workers. It's tricky, and we're right in the thick of it, and the news is changing so quickly that it's hard for people. But I can tell you, I myself have been indoors for 14 days. I mean, a lot of people, anybody who's been tested has to stay indoors for 14 days.
What about testing? Are tests readily available in Quebec for people who have symptoms or think they might have the disease?
An important part of the Quebec story is that Our March break was right before kind of all of North America started clamping down and taking social distancing very seriously. So a lot of people had just come back from overseas and there were a lot of travelers. And so initially the criteria to get tested was that you had to have traveled back recently and you have to have symptoms. And so then, you know, within days, we knew that a lot of people knew that community spread was going to be an issue, but it was very difficult to get tested if you believed that you had the symptoms, but you hadn't traveled. That has eased up, especially in Montreal. They've taken Place des Festivals, which is like a tourist hub. They've changed that. They put up big military tents, and people can go get tested there for free.
Yeah, I mean, Montreal is usually a bustling city, even in the dead of winter, and typically the upcoming warmer months have all these festivals and events. And it sounds like that's just not going to be the case for at least a few more months, right?
Well, that's right. Yesterday, Mayor Valerie Plante in Montreal said that all large gatherings are banned until at least July 2nd. But, you know, we had already heard a week ago from there's a big Francophone music festival that happens here. They canceled, jazz festival canceled, Just for Laughs postponed. So certainly that artistic community is really taking a hit. Yeah, I mean, at this point, we just don't know. We just don't know what it's going to look like in a couple years and what the long-term effect is of this is going to be economically. But there's certainly still that Quebec-Montreal spirit of trying to get through this together.
Kate McKenna is a reporter with the CBC in Montreal. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Vermont Department of Health launched a new online resource this week. It's something they're calling a data dashboard, and it shows all the numbers related to COVID-19 cases in Vermont. I checked it out with reporter Liam Elder Connors. All right, Liam. So I'm going to go to the site now, healthvermont.gov/COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the one. Are you on the page now?
It's loading.
Okay.
Oh, I see it.
Let's start right at the top there with the total cases.
Right, and that's at 605. And then we have currently hospitalized, hospitalized under investigation, deaths, total tests, people being monitored, and people completed monitoring.
Right. And so these are some of the larger categories that the Vermont Health Department is tracking right now. They're pretty self-explanatory for the most part.
Okay. And then there are all these tabs at the bottom of the page. We've got cases by date and age, county status, cases by sex, a map of cases by county, and a map of cases per 10,000 people.
Right. And so this is one of the newer things that this dashboard does. I mean, the numbers that we kind of went over before, those are ones that the health department's been releasing pretty regularly now for the last few weeks. And, you know, it's interesting to be able to see, you know, where the most cases of COVID-19 are being reported right now. Chittenden County has the highest number right now. And a place like Essex County in the Northeast Kingdom just reported their first case recently. It's all kind of just a snapshot of what the spread of the disease is looking like right now in the state.
Well, Liam, thanks for checking out this website with me and explaining what all these numbers mean.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency Today. This episode featured reporting from Sam Gail Rosen, Liam Elder Connors, Emily Corwin, and Amy Kolbnoise.
Our music is by Blue Dot Sessions, and our executive producer is Mark Davis. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's Thursday, April 19th. Is it the 19th? Okay. What day is it?